Success isn't a mystery. It's a science with clear principles anyone can master. At its core, Bob Proctor's The ABCs of Success reveals that the difference between high achievers and everyone else isn't talent or luck, but understanding fundamental principles that govern achievement. What makes these principles so powerful is that they work regardless of your background, education, or circumstances. Think about the most successful person you know. They likely follow these principles, perhaps unconsciously. The exciting truth is that success leaves clues, and once you understand the formula, you can apply it to any area of your life. The journey begins with recognizing that your results stem from your inner conditioning, not external circumstances. This shift in perspective is the first step toward taking control of your life and unleashing your full potential. Success follows a three-step formula: awareness, acceptance, and alteration. Awareness means recognizing that your results stem from inner conditioning, not external circumstances. Most people blame outside factors, never identifying the internal source. Acceptance involves taking full responsibility for your situation. This isn't about blame, but empowerment. When you accept that your results come from your own behavior and conditioning, you gain the power to change them. Alteration is changing your subconscious conditioning through dedicated practice. Many falter here. They become aware and accept responsibility, but don't consistently work to alter their patterns. Changing ingrained thought patterns requires persistence. When you complete these steps, you reach achievement. Your conditioning creates your behavior, which creates your results. Consider someone with money struggles. Through awareness, they recognize their problems stem from childhood beliefs. Through acceptance, they take responsibility. Through alteration, they practice new habits, ultimately achieving financial success that once seemed impossible. Positive thinking without action creates frustration, not fulfillment. Thinking positively about music won't make you a musician, only practice will. Action counters discouragement, which paralyzes through self-pity. Winners act decisively, fully engaged in turning visions into reality. Their success markers are visible, and they maintain implementation focus despite criticism. I've seen brilliant people repeatedly postpone implementing revolutionary ideas while competitors with inferior products launch quickly, gain market share, and become industry leaders. The difference isn't intelligence or idea quality, it's willingness to act. The world rewards those who act on ideas, not merely those who have them. When stuck or discouraged, take one small step toward your goal to break paralysis and create momentum. We are born goal achievers, programmed to constantly improve our lives. From our earliest achievements, eating, crawling, talking, walking, each success brought joy followed by healthy dissatisfaction that pushed us toward greater accomplishments. This natural cycle of achievement and renewed ambition drives human progress. Unfortunately, many people are told to be satisfied with what they have, losing touch with their goal-setting nature. We're conditioned to suppress our ambition and settle for good enough when our natural state is to strive for better. Consider a child learning to walk. After mastering those first steps, they don't say, "That's good enough." Instead, they feel satisfaction, quickly followed by the desire to walk faster, run, and explore. This pattern, achievement, satisfaction, healthy dissatisfaction, new goal, is our natural programming. Healthy dissatisfaction is the creative state that advanced humanity from caves to condominiums. It's not about being perpetually unhappy, but recognizing that growth and improvement are fundamental human needs. Your ambition isn't something to suppress. It's your birthright and the key to a fulfilling life. Unlike animals adapting to environments, humans make surroundings adapt to us. Your environment reflects who you are. As you improve personally, your surroundings improve to match. Your daily attitude declares what you think of yourself and who you've chosen to become. Many people defend their rightness, but objectively, no one is truly right. Your approach may be effective, but never the only valid way. Believing yours is the only right way stifles progress and creativity. Instead, recognize your method's effectiveness while acknowledging room for improvement. Some people's minds resemble rooms with mirrored walls. They only see themselves, regardless of direction. By replacing these mental mirrors with windows, they would discover a world full of opportunities. When frustrated, most respond with aggression. Actor Sir Alec Guinness shared how colleague Sir Tyrone Guthrie used a simple phrase for everything from toothaches to disasters: rise above it. This mindset can eliminate many troubles and their frustration. I've witnessed two entrepreneurs face identical challenges, losing major clients. The first spent weeks complaining about unfairness. The second said, rise above it, and immediately pursued new opportunities. Within a month, the second had replaced the lost business and expanded, while the first remained bitter. Their attitudes, not circumstances, determined their outcomes. Decision-making forms the foundation of personal power. Many fear making decisions to avoid mistakes, yet this fear harms us more than the mistakes themselves. Successful people make decisions quickly and change them slowly, if at all. We often say, I have to, when in reality, everything is a choice with consequences. The ability to choose is your greatest power and what distinguishes humans from other animals. Many stay in jobs they hate, not realizing a simple I quit could transform their lives. President Eisenhower explained to Kennedy that easy problems never reach the president. If they were easy, someone else would have solved them. Lincoln wisely noted that if he tried to address all criticism, he couldn't conduct business. He simply did his best, knowing results would ultimately matter more than criticism. Our past experiences and present circumstances only have the power we give them. Choose to focus on past accomplishments and successes that brought joy. This positive mental focus energizes your present and creates a dynamic vision for your future. Faith means believing despite evidence suggesting failure, maintaining conviction when facing defeat, and recognizing your power to overcome obstacles through unwavering belief. History showcases people who achieved incredible goals despite devastating obstacles. Their greatness stemmed from unshakable conviction founded on understanding. These spiritual people believe effortlessly because they know they can manifest what they visualize. Your beliefs shape your reality. Most people hold negative self-concepts that become excuses for poor performance. As William James said, believe and your belief will create the fact. Both negative and positive beliefs guarantee matching results. To develop mental strength, stare at a candle flame for 4 to 5 minutes daily, bringing your attention back when it wanders. Within a month, your focus will become automatic, giving your ideas potent concentration. Research shows only 13% of people have clearly defined goals and just 3% write them down. Yet this 3% enjoys the highest incomes and most meaningful lives. Whatever you consistently focus on, you'll ultimately achieve. The true tragedy at a funeral isn't physical death, but unrealized dreams. Millions die with their music still inside them. Whatever you want to accomplish, decide now. Don't wait for favorable circumstances.